Revelation 16 and 21 of the Complete Word Study Bible reads, "And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great." This is the Avinu.info podcast, brought to you by the Avinu.info blog author and senior pastors of Living Church Ministries International, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe. Today's topic is Kingdom of Adonai. Before the overthrow of Adam and Eve, Adonai placed a beautiful sphere in space, which we call Earth. Adonai, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, aspired to create a kingdom of worshiping priests, creating a place where human obedience would reflect the face of God throughout the wilderness, displacing the darkness completely of the encroaching empire of corruption ruled by Satan, whose idea was to contaminate Adam and Eve's relationship with straightforward rebellion. Satan knew the act of sin would spark the immediate separation between the kingdom of light and darkness. Satan is replacing the holy domain of our Heavenly Father's creation into hell on steroids. Pastors are getting the body of Christ ready for fruit inspection, judgment day, to judge all actions of man. It was imperative that a human finish the path of the Torah's righteous requirements. The Messiah was the only human who knew the truth about the destruction of his father's pride and joy, earth. Once Adam and Eve released the devastation brought on by demonic personalities, Adonai's masterpiece was broken, not to mention the incalculable amount of souls lost forever. How can light defeat darkness if light participates with darkness? New Testament taught that the only power that can defeat darkness is a greater display of light. The Jewish Messiah could perform such a responsibility. After Yeshua demonstrated obedience unto his death, it was for that reason he was lifted up and given a name above all names and became salvation for man. Our Heavenly Father has given us the power to resist the devil, and when we resist the devil, he will flee because obedience to God gives him glory that combines with heaven. James 4:4-8 of the Complete Word Study Bible reads, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." The Messiah's life of righteousness is a blinding light to the prince of darkness. Nevertheless, our Heavenly Father has made us the light of the world. Not that we are church members who are deserving, but our obedience to the Word of God will shine forth as a light out of the darkness. While attracting those who have discovered the light in you, we also recapture territories for God's kingdom and continued discipleship. Matthew 5:14-18 of the Amplified says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven." The brilliance of the work of light is seen through us as the free will of man comes under the Father's will. When people know how awful human nature is, what disciplines have they learned of Adonai that they shine so brightly in this world? Daniel 12:3 of the Amplified says, "And the teachers and those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness, to uprightness, and right standing with God, shall give forth light like the stars forever and ever." Everything in the kingdom of God was made to exist forever. However, at the appearance of Satan's lordship over the rebellious, what was filled with light now has the appearance of a black hole that will never stop growing until Jesus Christ, the champion of faithfulness to God and the epitome of the faithful human and servant of obedience to God, returns. Yeshua's guiltless life obliterates the darkness. Hebrews 3:13 of the Amplified reads, "But instead warn, admonish, urge, and encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened into settled rebellion by the deceitfulness of sin, by the fraudulence, the stratagem, the trickery which the delusive glamour of his sin may play on him." Everything in the kingdom of God was made for its own purpose, to combat this present darkness. Even when the darkness is created by the Father's own servants, the Almighty has to be balanced with discipline. King David disobeyed Adonai, God of Israel, and the Lord gave David a choice of consequences for his rebellion. The same is true in the book of Revelation. Because the church no longer teaches sin and the kingdom of darkness, Satan has surrounded the world with his doctrine of being free from judgment. Everything is accepted because of the new love phenomenon that is circling the world. 2 Samuel 24:11 through 17 of the Complete Study Bible reads, "For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go, and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies, while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me." And David said unto Gad, "I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It is enough. Stay now thine hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. And David spoke unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." 1 Kings 8:36 through 39 of the Complete Word Study Bible. "Then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way, wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication, whatsoever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only knowest, the hearts of all the children of men." The definition of immunization is the act of making someone or something immune, or the state of being immune. The act or result of immunizing someone or something, such as the production of immunity in a living organism against a disease or pathogenic agent. The plasmids used for immunization have been altered to carry genes specifying one or more antigenic proteins normally made by a selected pathogen, according to David B. Weiner. Treatment, as by vaccination for the purpose of making an organism immune to a disease or a pathogenic agent, the administration of an immune-producing substance. Measles is the single most infectious common disease. One person with measles who blunders into a crowded room will give it to almost everyone. If there were no immunization, measles would be universal, according to Wayne Biddle. Those benefits can include preventive care, such as annual physicals, immunizations, and well baby visits. According to Consumer Reports, the providing of protection of exemption from something harmful or unwanted, such as legal action, immunization from liability. The Interior Department is negotiating with other private landowners to extend similar immunization from prosecution to those who agree to avoid activities that might hurt the bird's chances of survival, Ken Miller. One of the arguments about the COVID-19 vaccine is that immunization introduces the COVID-19 virus to one's body. Bishop Roscoe says, "Personally, my overseas travel causes me to get many different vaccinations. If this were true, all the vaccinated people would die of the coronavirus." Inside the cell of COVID-19 are many structure cells. All basic elements have signatures identifying what they are. The protein structure in COVID has an identifying DNA spike. In other words, scientists only use the information of the spike to give the body a rehearsal of a small intruder ID code, and different types of human blood cells actually remember how that intruder was annihilated, which is called immunization. No virus enters the body, only the protein spike identifier. The Bible teaches that disharmony with the will of God opens the door for the discipline of God. This is because in the last days, Adonai will give authority to the principalities to take the lives of a large population of the earth. Bishop Roscoe's view is, I am more afraid of God than I am of the vaccination. However, some of us took the immunization to continue spreading the gospel. More than any other time in history, people need the gospel like never before. We, as the body of Christ, are not to judge anyone who did not take the vaccine, because that is not the will of God. God wants us to hold on to one another and press through this darkness, because at the end of the day, vaccination or no vaccination, we are to continue to pray for one another, love one another, and to be one in and with Him. Revelation 6, 8 through 11 of the Complete Word Study Bible. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord? Holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Ephesians 5, 6 through 10 of the Amplified reads, Let no one delude and deceive you with empty excuses and groundless arguments for these sins, for through these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of rebellion and disobedience. So do not associate or be sharers with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light of the Spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. And try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proofs of what is most acceptable to Him. The end of the world could be called the final battle between light and darkness, and our choice of weapon is faithfulness and integrity. While the Holy Spirit reveals to us the glorious one, making us disciples and followers of the King of Glory. Psalms 19 of the Amplified, 1st through the 14th verses reads, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows and proclaims His handiwork. Day after day pours forth speech, and night after night shows forth knowledge. There is no speech nor spoken word from the stars. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice in evidence goes out through all the earth. Their sayings to the end of the world, of the heavens has God made a tent for the sun, which as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and it rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its going forth is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the ends of it, and nothing, yes, no one, is hidden from the heat of it. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure and bright, enlightening the eyes. The reverent fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even than much fine gold. They are sweeter also than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed. And in keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his lapses and errors? Clear me from hidden and unconscious faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be blameless, and I shall be innocent and clear of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer. 2 Peter 3, 13 through the 18th verses of the Amplified reads, But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to His promise, in which righteousness, uprightness, freedom from sin, and right standing with God is to abide. So, beloved, since you are expecting these things, be eager to be found by Him at His coming, without spot or blemish, and at peace in serene confidence, free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord, His slowness in avenging wrongs and judging the world, is salvation, that which is conducive to the soul's safety. Even as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you, according to the spiritual insight given him, speaking of this as he does in all of his letters, there There are some things in those epistles of Paul that are difficult to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist and misconstrue to their own utter destruction, just as they distort and misinterpret the rest of the scriptures. Let me warn you, therefore, beloved, that knowing these things beforehand, you should be on your guard, lest you be carried away by the error of lawless and wicked persons, and fall from your own present firm condition, your own steadfastness of mind. But grow in grace, undeserved favor, spiritual strength, and recognition and knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah. To him be glory, honor, majesty, and splendor, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. So be it. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Avinu.info blog podcast. Special thanks to our authors, Bishop Demetrix and Pastor Pauline Roscoe, and to our editor, Val Gunter. We ask you to help us with a gift of any size. Many lives are being changed worldwide by this ministry. Contributions can be mailed to 401 Omega Street South, Birmingham, Alabama 35205, or visit avinu.info and click on the donate button to make a secure payment with your debit card, credit card, or PayPal account. Thank you in advance for your giving. Always walk blessed in the strong name of Jesus.